It's the up and running morning show on 98.1 KZE. I am Rick, your host, and joining us now live in the studio and on air is our friend Dave Chapman. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Rick.
How's things?
Things are good. Things are good. It's a Friday.
That's
ready
always
for the
good.
Weekend.
Yeah. You have plans?
I do. I'm running sound at Lemon Squeeze and playing a couple shows.
Cool. You doing sound tonight? At
I
the
am.
Squeeze?
Yeah, we have a
Glass Pony.
Glass Pony, good band
Sweet.
From Albany.
Played them yesterday on the radio. They're a fun band.
They are really good.
And tomorrow, Dave Chapman and friends are playing at Snugs. And who is joining you, Dave?
I have a longtime collaborator, Mark Ormerod, playing guitar. John, the bluesman Divine on harmonica. Brad Kelly, awesome drummer. Brad Kelly's on drums. And Stephen Jacobs playing bass.
Now, you are a musical genius. You play with a bunch of different musicians. What's your favorite style of music?
Music that makes you move. Danceable is the best. Mm. I always like to, you know, there was a time period where my early music career where I played a lot of singer-songwriter and introspective songs, and then I got an opportunity to play in a dance band, and I was like, whoa, this is where it's at. It's music that people move to.
With the bump de bump.
The bump.
It. Yeah. Well, that's cool. And to explore different styles of music is what makes people creative and also gets different avenues of expression out, which is super cool. And I've seen you play folk music. I've seen you play danceable music. And it's always cool. And tell everyone the instruments that you play, Dave.
Predominantly these days, I play mandolin, steel, dobro. Banjo, guitar. Recently, over the last week, I was in the studio tracking drums.
Oh, wow.
A couple nights ago, I did organ.
Wow.
Played organ. Normally, our man Andy Gladding is my go-to organ guy, but he was unavailable, so I gave a stab at the organ, and it ended up sounding good.
And what's your connection with Andy? How long have you known him?
I've known Andy about 16 years. He reached out to me from a mutual, he was playing in our mutual friend's band called Bad Princess, one of my favorite bands.
Oh.
And he had a band from Brooklyn that he wanted to come upstate and record, so I helped him produce and record his
cool.
first record.
No kidding, really?
No, it wasn't his first record, but his they had a full horn section, four-piece horn section.
Wow.
And it was awesome. Great time. So we've been long, good pals ever since.
So you started working together and then a friendship grew and here you are today.
Oh, yeah.
So you are a sound man, and I mean that in more ways than one. You do sound at a bunch of venues around, and you have a talent at reproducing people's sounds and making them very audible and sounding great. So thanks for what you do, Dave.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah. And it's important to compliment and appreciate the people that bring the sound into your ears, because everyone could be in a band, but there's so much that really goes into making it heard well. And that's something you have a talent at. So Snugs, tomorrow night, what time are you starting?
We're in the late slot.
Late slot.
Late
okay.
slot, 11 o'clock.
And how do you describe the music you play tomorrow night in three words?
Rock and roll, roots rock. Three words, roots rock, love.
All right. Well, there's nothing better than hearing love coming out of the speakers. So you're holding a guitar, Dave, and this is one of the instruments that you do play very well. You have a song in you?
Sure.
What do you got?
I'll play a song I wrote about observing birds acting in the dancing in the trees.
Really?
And you know, birds of different species, they are normally hanging in the trees together, and sometimes they're squawking at each other, and other times they're just hanging out feeding off the same bird feeder.
Huh.
But it kind of like relates to humans and how they interact. And one minute you're in love, and the next minute they can't even remember your name. So.
All right, Dave Chapman, live on 98.1 KZE.
It's funny how she dances when she's two in the hole. The hole takes chances to fight the feeling when you're gone and I'm on my own. I'm on my own. I'm on. I'm on my own, on my own. No rhyme or reason, they just keep carrying on. Carry on every season. The fight the feeling when you're gone, and I'm on my own. I'm on my own. I'm on my own. On my own. Shoots and ladders behind. Don't forget my name. We're on the other side of the moon. Don't forget my name. Don't forget my name. Don't forget my name. Every season we just keep carrying on. You carry on. You carry on. Shoots and ladders behind the walls. Don't forget my.
KZE live in the studio with Dave Chapman. Dave Chapman and friends live tomorrow night, late show, 11 o'clock at Snugs in New Paltz. And Dave, how often have you been to Snugs?
I think the first time I entered Snugs, I can tell them this now, but I think it was 17. and been playing there. It's, I grew up in Highland, went to college in New Paltz, and just kind of been sneaking my way into the spots to hear live music and get a chance to play. And it was the first time I played in New Paltz was at the Griffin.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
Griffin with a really good buddy, Mike Kemp, who is was passed on since then. But it was great times.
Speaking of friends who have passed, what were you going to tell me?
Well, fortunately, has not passed.
Okay.
I'm playing tomorrow night because I'm subbing this gig for a good buddy. And we were playing a gig a couple weeks ago, and the bass player, guitar player, Rich Kelly, was we were playing a great gig. It was an awesome gig. It's a band called River Road that we put together with our an amazing female singer, Sophie G. And subbing in on drums was Josh Towers, who plays in a lot of bands. He's a really good multi-instrumentalist. But at the end of the gig, our pal Rich was not looking good. And we, Sophie pretty much saved his life and forced him to go to the hospital. And they had to do triple bypass surgery on him. And wow. He is here. And fortunately, he's doing okay right now. He'll be on the mend. But
that's great.
He's an amazing, amazing musician, singer, bass player. Mm. We talked about Jaco earlier. This guy can play like Jaco. On the bass, he can sing like Michael Jackson.
Wow.
He's also a pretty world-renowned martial artist.
Wow. Well, speedy recovery to him, your friend, and hopefully he'll be back playing with you in no time.
I think so.
All right. Well, that's positive to hear, and I guess not past, but bypass.
Bypassed.
There we go. And speedy recovery. You want to play another tune? Tomorrow night, Snugs, New Paltz, Dave Chapman and Friends. Got another one in you?
Sure. I'll do another one called Green Fingers. This is a song about the media.
Dave Chapman live on KZE.
Speed up your speed up your heart, and then they say, their intentions, all those lies they tell you, lies they tell you. Don't miss their intentions, don't miss their intentions, miss their intentions, all those lies they tell you. Those lies they tell you, don't miss their intentions.
Dave Chapman live on 98.1 KZE. Thanks a lot for coming, Dave. It's always a pleasure.
Really appreciate it, Rick. Thanks.
Yeah, and don't miss the Dave Chapman Band live. Dave Chapman and Friends tomorrow night, Snugs in New Paltz. On Main Street, don't miss it. It's going to be a great show. There's a lot going on, so be a part of it. Get off the couch, go out, and have a good time. Dave, any parting words for the friends out there?
Treat each other with kindness. Give each other a hug whenever you need to.
Thank you. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.